You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Calm down. Calm down. Got
a little too much coffee. 2.7 WMDX, Madison. The John and Gordon Morning Show. Good morning, Madison.
Okay. It's amazing. Settle when he down. Performs, he wears those polka dot shorts. Just amazing.
A lot of high energy there.
Yeah.
7:06, it's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dominic Lee. In downtown Madison, State Street, looking kind of cloudy this morning. We're a block off the Capitol, and things are picking up out there. A little bit of activity.
People walking around outside.
Aimlessly. Bumping into the walls.
Okay. Shouting into the sky. I don't know why. What are they saying?
I don't know. High today, around 60. Right now, it's 33 degrees.
You know, Bart gave us a text yesterday. I just want to respond to it, kind of, because I'm not exactly sure what he was getting at. He says, you didn't say when the Supreme Court became lopsided. You said when Citizens United was decided. Tell the effing truth. I'm not sure what he's talking about, CJ or us. But technically speaking, you know, when Clarence Thomas was elected, he was, there was already like seven other justices put in by Republicans. So there was a lot of people, you know, it was already pretty lopsided at the time. And it's been that way since we can remember. We didn't have activist Supreme Court justices like this. All of them are now just like Clarence Thomas. So, and that is a very disappointing thing. I just want to get to this really bizarre. This is a bizarre clip, and I just have to play it. When speaking at a Republican Jewish coalition convention, this is Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, sounded a little tipsy, if anything. No, I think he had a little bit too much. Well, I know. We don't know for sure. We don't know for sure, okay? Let me just.
Maybe he was tired.
Thank you for correcting me. I don't want to say for sure. Thank you. He laid out what the two hot buttons are for the MAGAs. So let's listen to cut three. This is Lindsey Graham.
Okay.
He recognized Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Why? Because if you got a problem with that, take it up with God. He's the guy that did it, not Trump.
Have another drink. What?
So I just want to say, I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation.
Yeah, good.
We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes.
Wow.
Whew. What?
Yes.
Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
Man, what? You know, have another drink, my friend.
Trying out his stand-up act? That's crazy.
Yes.
What?
We're killing all the right people.
Yeah,
well, that's good, you know, I guess. Here's a response from this clip on X. Coming from the guy who posted, if we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed and we will deserve it. And another response was this. This is why I hate Republicans. Nothing to improve the life of average Americans. All they offer is death, destruction, and hate, plus tax cuts for billionaires. All right? All right. Anyway, keeping up with the blob, the orange oozing blob that we know as our president, this guy is mentally deranged. And I'm begging the media, please focus on Trump's malignant narcissism. We'll get to the definition of that in just a moment. He's creating chaos and instability nationwide, internationally as well. And it's dangerous to our country, I think. White nationalists are marching in the city streets shouting support for Trump. And he doesn't see why. So this is cut four. Let's listen to this.
Okay. Cut four. Here we go.
I think it's a lot of the rhetoric. Look, they call me a Nazi all the time. I'm not a Nazi. I'm the opposite. I'm somebody that's saving our country. But they call me Nazi. They have talking points, you know? They have just talking points. And the press is largely responsible for it. the fake news, what they've done, I think one of the greatest terms I've ever come up with is fake news. What they've done to our country is very bad. They have to change around. Now, nobody believes the fake news. Nobody believes them. I mean, they've gone, you talk about popularity, you talk about approval. Their approval numbers have gone from like in the 90s to in the teens now.
Amazing stuff, isn't it? I mean, let's get into this malignant narcissism term, okay? Because I've been saying all along this is extreme paranoia. Well, guess what? It's part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Narcissism is characterized by narcissistic behavior, antisocial, and paranoid traits. It involves a grandiose sense of self-worth, a need for admiration, and a lack of empathy, along with a tendency toward aggression, manipulation, and sadism. A strong sense of paranoia leads him to believe others are against him and making unfounded accusations, which brings us to, you know, going into Venezuela,
Nigeria.
Yes. So anyway, here's one more clip just to kind of prove my case during the 60-minute interview. This is cut five. Cut five. Let's listen.
Tuesday, while speaking to American troops in Japan, you talked about U.S. cities that are having trouble with crime. Right. And you said, if we need more than the National Guard, we'll send more than the National Guard. What does that mean, send more than the National Guard?
Well, if you had to send in the Army or if you had to send in the Marines, I'd do that in a heartbeat. You know, you have a thing called the Insurrection Act. You know that, right? Mm. Do you know that I could use that immediately, and no judge can even challenge you on that. But I haven't chosen to do it because I haven't felt we need it.
So you're going to send the military into American cities?
Well, if I wanted to, I could, if I wanted to use the Insurrection Act. The Insurrection Act has been used routinely by presidents, and if I needed it, that would mean I could bring in the Army, the Marines, I could bring in whoever I want. But I haven't chosen to use it. I hope you give me credit for that.
No. All right. So anyway, that's kind of a real, he's a really mentally deranged individual. I mean, seriously, I'm done making this up. I'm not trying to, you know, bash him. It just, it seems really obvious. We've got a real problem here.
Yeah, paranoia.
I mean, he's already violating the Posse Comitatus Act, right? Sending troops into our cities. It's where insurrection collides with the First Amendment. Essentially, he can make the case for suppressing civil disorder by simply saying, you know, it's an uprising against his government. Remember, the MAGAs were very hip to carrying guns because they wanted to protect themselves from a tyrannical government. Well, now what are we supposed to do? What are the liberals and Democrats supposed to do when a tyrannical government rises up?
Well, he's only supposed to use those powers when there's an emergency. Like, you know, an uprising.
Yes.
But there's no uprising or anything. Well, he's creating
You can
uprising.
Make that argument that, you know, the No Kings thing was against his administration, and it's an uprising against the administration. Yeah. And so he could kind of twist it into an uprising, an insurrection. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was so peaceful.
Yeah, I know. That's just it's just weird stuff all over the place. So
let's go to the phones here. Troy is on the line from Mount Horeb. Good morning, Troy. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, maybe Lindsey Graham was cold like Tommy Thompson was at the Packer rally.
Yeah,
if you remember that.
That was great stuff. I think you call him Steve Holmgren or something like that.
Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I was there.
It was.
Did you notice he said to the, I forget her name, the 60 Minutes reporter,
Laura,
do you know what I mean?
Nora O'Donnell.
Nora O'Donnell, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And he was at a press conference a week or two ago, and he asked her if she knew what she was talking about or something like that. You know, he does this to women.
He does.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Where he, you know, I'm saying this, do you know what I'm talking about type of thing?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, he does that with female reporters and anchors. Yes.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Yeah, I don't hear him do it to a lot of male reporters.
Nope.
No. No, that's, that's it. He really is condescending to women.
Yes.
Tragically.
Yeah,
it's toxic masculinity that he's pushing here. All right, Troy. Hey, thank you for the comment. Yeah. And everybody, Maggie Dawn really focused on this yesterday afternoon, the Great Gatsby Mar-a-Lago party, Halloween party.
Yeah, Halloween.
You heard about that, right?
Yeah, he was having a big party.
Now, this was on Friday. You know, bad optics, but they're not concerned about optics at all, having
shut
a Great Gatsby-themed Halloween party at Mar-a-Lago just hours before tens of millions of people lost their SNAP benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to, this is Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Is he Treasury Secretary? No, I don't think so. No, he's not. He's Commerce Secretary, I'm saying. Right? No? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, this is Scott Bessent. Bessent, rather. I'm sorry. I pronounced it the wrong way there. It's Scott Bessent, and he had this comment in regards to the optics of having a Great Gatsby party for Halloween while people lost their food.
Mm-hmm. These comments came within a day of the president hosting a Gatsby-themed Halloween party at Mar-a-Lago while SNAP benefits are set to run out. And you can understand the general theme. I've heard Republicans even express concern about the general optics here of parties and lavish ballrooms and such while a lot of Americans are hurting. What's your response?
My response is that the Democrats should reopen the government. And, you know, I believe President Obama played a record amount of golf of any president.
No.
So, you know, I'm not sure why he's out there throwing stones.
Because that's not true. And
how could anybody play more golf than Trump?
It's almost impossible. By the way, to this day, Trump has played more golf than Obama. And Obama's no longer president, hasn't been for a while, so therefore he can't increase the amount of golf time he played as president. So, no. I mean, just, you know.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor. Right through the door, all around the wall. A splotch, a splotch. Be careful of the blob.
Do-do-do-do-do. It's the blob. Yeah, the shutdown has impacted 3.2 million passengers taking flights with staffing-related delays and cancellations.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's really
That's according to airlines.org. Remember, Trump made flying more costly for you and me and inconvenient when he repealed the rules that Biden put in place. Do you remember this? This was something that Pete Buttigieg helped put in place, mandating that airlines automatically issue cash refunds for delays over 3 hours domestic, 6 hours international. The rules ensure that they adhere to their commitments, like providing meals and hotels during controllable delays and cancellations.
Right.
Airlines were required to disclose junk fees, and passengers were entitled to a refund of their checked baggage fee if their bags are not delivered within 12 hours for domestic flights and 15 to 30 hours for international flights. All that is gone. Trump decided to get rid of that benefit, the way to help consumers save money. Gone. Thank you, Trump.
Well, and the delays are getting worse by the day,
yes.
And more air traffic controllers are deciding to get other work. They're losing staff. They're not getting paid. You know, they're getting furloughed, but they haven't gotten paychecks for a couple or 3 weeks.
No. Yeah, just outrageous. And now they're worried. James Lankford, Republican, is warning that the prolonged shutdown could soon threaten the health care coverage of federal employees. Boo-hoo. You know, I'm done with this, you know. Look, I know these are just the regular Americans employed by the federal government. I get that, and I don't want to see them lose that. But I really want to take care of the politicians who are getting health care, free health care from us.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to lose their health care. That's where I'm at.
Okay. It is 719. You can give us a call, 608-879-8255. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a moment on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We can change the world. We are ready.
No WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, down at the controls, and you can tune into our station via the internet on our Civic Media app. Choose our station, then text us or voice note us or give us a jingle.
That's right. You can call us at 608-879-8255. And hey, don't forget to check out our website, WMDXradio.com. You could win a dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Every week we give away a $50 gift card. It's easy to enter, and we throw out all the entries at the end of the week. We select one, and then you can start all over again. Enter every week. Just go to WMDXradio.com.
I want to just set the record straight here.
Oh, okay. What?
It's Treasury Secretary Bessent.
Yes.
Scott Bessent.
Treasury Secretary. Got it. Okay.
All right. I don't think we ever clarified that, you know, and we got to get this thing straight, you know. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Dick is on the line.
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Isn't it great to have an intellectual giant like him, a great wordsmith? Like, for instance, the New York Daily News this morning, beat the commie. You know, what's going to come now with now that Smoky Mountain has passed, a.k.a. Dick Cheney. Mm-hmm. You know, I was no big fan either, but he's going to say something awful. You know he will.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I'm surprised he hasn't already. My older brother actually had him for a prof at UW, and he said that he was always standing out in the hall before class smoking a cigarette, and he'd be out there immediately afterwards lighting another one.
Really?
Wow.
You know? Oh, wow. He'd smoke like a chimney. I mean, I guess it was like before all his heart problems, probably caused it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
A couple packs a day type of thing.
Yeah, he had several heart attacks.
Right. Didn't he have a heart transplant as well?
Well, I'm not sure if it was a transplant, but he had some surgeries.
Yeah, I don't know. It had something to do with the devil. So.
Right. But everything he says is just so sophomoric.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I can't wait for tonight when he goes 0-for-3. The two governor's races and, New York mayor.
Yeah, but, Trump is, he's been taking shots at the Cheney family for a long time, so we are expecting something like that from him. Mm-hmm. All right, Dick, thanks for that. I appreciate it. Let's see if we can tune into the dark left. He's talking about Venezuela this morning. I just hope that we can kind of tune in.
Let me tune into the shortwave here and
get that station pulled up here. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Right. I think we're almost there.
So the United States announced it will strike Venezuela, without congressional approval, I might add, to restore democracy. And that's an interesting choice, considering they're trying to kill democracy here. And they'll say that Maduro's a tyrant because he ignored elections and packed the courts and filled every government job with loyalists. But doesn't that sound familiar? They're not condemning that administration. They're using it as a blueprint. They don't hate what Maduro did. They just hate that he beat them to it. And spare me the freedom talk. Venezuela happens to have the largest oil reserves on the planet and a mountain of rare earth minerals that would make defense contractors and tech CEOs salivate. So when America says democracy, what they really mean is they want to take your resources, but with better lighting for a photo op. Trump attacking Maduro for what Maduro is doing is like Mar-a-Lago hosting a ethics seminar. It's performance art with missiles. They'll brand it as protecting democracy, but the world's not buying it. This isn't foreign policy, it's empire maintenance disguised as moral duty. Starve people here, bomb people there, and call it leadership. They call Maduro a dictator to justify force abroad, and then they call protesters domestic threats to justify force here. Different countries, same control. So if you want to know what they're planning for us, watch what they're pretending to save somewhere else first. And remember, I'm not the dark left. Together, we're the dark left. Please join us in stepping out of the dark and into the fight.
The dark left.
We're losing them.
Okay.
We're going to feature the dark left every once in a while. He's got great commentary. In fact, we'll have him as a guest, I hope, next week. He's doing some great work. And I think that was a great piece on Venezuela.
Yeah.
All right, and let's talk about Nigeria now. Anyone for a Christian war, please? The peace president, Trump, says U.S. troops could be on the ground in Nigeria. Let's go to cut 10 here, all right?
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria, and they have other countries very bad also. You know that part of the world, very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. We're not going to allow that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the peace president is thinking about a Christian war in Nigeria. Thank you.
Ooh.
Okay. How about
Just throw that out there?
How about Trump's war in our own cities? All right. Well, Trump said this out loud, and this is cut 11.
Fire department. I always put the fire department in because they're great. They're great. And I got 95% of their vote, too. That helps. When you get 95% of their vote, you always have to mention them. But they're great. And they're brave. In our inner cities, which we're going to be talking about, because it's a big part of war now. It's a big part of war.
What?
But the firemen go up in ladders, and you have people shooting at them while they're up in ladders. I don't even know if anybody heard that. But
No one has.
And I said, don't talk about it much, but I think you have to. Our firemen are incredible. They're up in one of these ladders that goes way up to the sky, rescuing people, and you have animals shooting at them, shooting bullets at firemen that are way up in death territory. You fall off that ladder, it's over.
Unbelievable. What hallucinogen is he trying out today? No, I've never heard of that ever happening. A response to this, by the way, is a big part of war. Our U.S. cities is a big part of war. He's going against us. He's attacking cities now. It's part of his war against Americans. Yeah. And here's another response. Trump is talking about going to war against our own cities and inner cities, which are mostly blue and a high percentage are black. Unbelievable. The media won't give any of this attention, and no one is going to do much about it or stop him. His contempt for urban America is disgraceful. What he is talking about, no one knows. Yeah. Firemen being shot at?
Yeah.
I don't remember that story.
Okay. It is 7:29. Coming up, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report. Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Jim Lippold from the Madison Hearing Aid Center. It's all coming up on John and Gordy, WMDX.
Good foot is, but WMDX.
It's like starting out on the right foot. You know, when you get out of bed, like
okay,
get
the on right good foot. Foot. Get on the well, right foot.
Get on the right side of the bed. You know,
it should have been the right foot, right?
Okay.
All right. Don't. Anyway, well, we should. Well, it's too late to talk James Brown.
It's 7:35. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer Dominic Lee.
Yes.
And time for us to welcome in our guest Jim Lippold from the Madison Hearing Aid Center. Good to see you again, Jim. It's been a while.
Good to see you guys again, too. You bet it's been a while, so it's nice to be back.
Yeah, so we want to get caught up with you. And one of the things you had mentioned that we could talk about is something called AuraCast. So tell us, give us the overview on what is this?
Yeah, yeah, because you know we're really high-tech guys here.
You guys are. Well, John is more than I am.
You guys really are. So simply... have you ever been in a noisy public space, maybe an airport, a gym, lecture, house of worship, theater, concert venue, or maybe a wedding, a sports bar, maybe even hearing your own TV or your spouse from another room? Mm-hmm. But maybe you've wished you could listen to the audio directly in your hearing aids.
That's right.
That's what AuraCast is. It's a broadcast audio capable of sending a signal out to thousands and thousands of people in a space.
So you have to have hearing. I mean, this is specifically for people that have hearing aids, or is it for a broader audience?
The people specifically have to have. So first of all of those spaces need to have a transmitter. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
And the transmitter, it's not real expensive right now, but. You've heard of this thing called the loop. The loop was real expensive. You'd loop a small area with a copper wire, and it would send into the hearing aids that had a T-coil in it.
Mm-hmm.
The hearing aids that are now going to be receiving the information from these sources called AuraCast, the hearing aids need to have it built into it, so it needs to be AuraCast ready whenever this stuff all launches out. Some places are testing it, some places are thinking about it, but you have to have it in a format that the hearing aids can pick it up. They go into an app, the app on their phone, and they go, I want to listen to this lecture. I want to listen to this TV at this sports bar. Maybe I want to listen to my own TV if my own TV has Auracast in it. And you go into it like a menu at a restaurant, you pick that device, and there it is right into your ears.
So Auracast really is, cool. Another name for a low... what is it?
Low Bluetooth energy.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I know that's there's right. a lot of smart engineers out there.
But it has a lot to do with just Bluetooth in general.
Yeah.
And all the new Bluetooth devices might have actual ability to have Auracast within it. We don't know, you know, and we never really specifically look for that benefit, you know, in a Bluetooth headphone set or something like that. But Auracast may be now included in a lot of these devices.
In a lot of the devices. So it's kind of neat. So you can be sitting there with your friends and you can connect a little device to your phone. Or if you're at an airport and the gate agent at the gate airport is giving you information, you can go right in, and it's instead of like Bluetooth where it just connects to one device and you've got to pair it.
Yeah.
There's no pairing. You pick it out of the menu.
Like
you,
a list of devices go, that have it.
All right, gate C17, I want to listen to that. Mm-hmm. All right, you're hearing that directly into your ears. You're not missing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe your spouse is on the other side of the house and they plug in this little device, this little USB into their phone. My phone's changing the ports, though, so I don't know how that's going to work. But they can talk into the phone and it goes right into their spouse's ears or TVs or anything. It's really cool. Or if you're sitting at, like, Overture Center. I don't know if Overture Center has it yet, but all of those...
It's starting to get out into the public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to an airport or a museum, maybe a museum, like you want to have, some information about what you're, you know, as you're traveling through the museum or walking around.
Yeah, they have monitors in there, but you can't really hear it a lot of times.
And now you're going to get that from your drop-down menu and your app on your phone to your hearing aids. You can go and pick it out, and there it's going to go right into your hearing aids, so you can have it stereo, FM stereo at your prescription.
That's right.
In your ears. Really cool stuff.
The cool thing is that these devices work from a USB, so you plug it into the USB on your television set or on your receiver. It broadcasts that signal to your headsets, your hearing aid.
Yeah, it's
and it doesn't turn the audio off because it's in a USB port.
Yeah.
So if everybody else wants to hear it, you know, the regular, normal, everyday way of watching TV, you can get it sent directly into a hearing aid or into a headset that has Auracast in it.
Yep. A lot of headphones now are starting to be built with Auracast in it, too. So really, really, really cool stuff. Everybody's going to be able to sit there, listen to it at their level, where instead of spouses and kids screaming at mom or dad or grandpa, grandma, most of my patients now are younger because we all ruined our hearing listening to headphones over the years.
Yes.
So now they can listen to it at their level, be comfortable, and everybody else in the room can listen to the TV at their level and be comfortable.
Yeah.
Really
fantastic.
Cool stuff.
So if you're out and about, though, this can go through your cell phone? That's how it all works.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, the list is in the cell phone, and then you pick whatever you want out of the list. I know we talked about it a long time ago because, you know, if you're at a sports bar or a bar with a lot of different monitors and different games on, you can tune into whatever game you want to listen to and act like you're listening to the crowd of people that you went with.
Yes. Now, your hearing aids do have to have Auracast compatibility. So John and Gordy, your hearing aids do.
Okay.
Not everybody's does, and not all the new hearing aids have it being built into it. Some do, some don't. So it's really important that you ask, is this Auracast ready?
Yeah. Don't get left behind.
Don't get left behind. That's not a good thing to do.
Okay. So at Madison Hearing Aid Center, you're up on all the latest technology in this field. So you're seeing more and more devices that are available that
Most of the new Starkeys have it in. ReSound has it in. I believe Oticon has it in. Some of the others are dragging their feet.
Mm-hmm.
But from those three manufacturers, they're for sure out there with Auracast and up and coming stuff.
Yeah. Have you seen any other new technology out there that's on the horizon?
Starkey released a couple of weeks ago. I don't know how Starkey does it. I mean, every time we turn around, I'm sitting there going, how do they get better? And what they had, I mean, 10 years ago, I was saying that, where you take a computer chip, it's the size of a strand of hair, the thickness of a strand of hair, and it's 34 layers thick. Now we're sitting here where it basically mimics the brain. It knows where motion is. It knows the new one that was released a couple weeks ago called Omega, the Omega 24s. Mm-hmm. Now the hearing aids are finding out, well, there's people moving over there, there's sound moving over there, and it's better. The speech clarity is so much greater, even mm-hmm. than what you guys are wearing right now. And I didn't think I could get better than that. Mm-hmm. So people are coming in saying, after I fit them with the Omegas,
is there a software update possibly for ours?
Unfortunately, not the update, but a firmware updates, but not, I can't get it into the new stuff, but we'll see what we can do. But it really, really fast, clean circuits, and no matter what environments.
Well, this is great stuff. Yeah, I mean, having technology like this now available to just about everybody. At first, it was with Apple, but now it is in Android, and everybody is able to enjoy the fact that they can Bluetooth in. They have all the benefits of audio clarity, you know, shaping the sound the way you want it shaped in whatever crowd situation you're in or personal situation that you're in. This is one of the great things about hearing aids today.
Yeah.
And there's no longer a stigma. They're very small. You can get them really, really, really small where they're disposable practically, I think, right?
They have some that are disposable.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do the AuraCast in the disposable ones, but yeah.
But they're pretty small. So they don't get stuck in your ear because they have a little string.
There's a little wire to pull them out.
Yeah. And if they do, we can get those out too.
Well, there's a little bit of surgery, but you know, it's very quick.
No. Okay. So if people want to find out more, they should know that you offer a free hearing test.
I do.
Online, not only, also in person. They can
call me up, either my wife or Sarah, who's not with us today, but either she answers the phone or I answer the phone. It's simple. Book an appointment. First thing is, we start out with a good hearing test. Find out if you have a hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, we'll talk about that, and we'll let you listen to a pair of hearing aids. If you don't, that's a good thing too. It's always good to get your hearing tested to find out where you're at. And
you make it so easy. I mean, you know, when John and I were both in there,
we asked a lot of questions, and you answered all of them, and it made us feel pretty comfortable.
And you're still asking a lot of questions. which is good. So yeah, they can give us a call or go out on their website, but calling is always good. We can get you in within a couple of weeks usually, and we just kind of go from there. But once you're fit, that's when the process starts, and take care of you forever.
And your website is MadisonHearingAidCenter.com, and the phone number?
608-249-4077.
All right. Well, Jim, always good to see you.
You guys too.
All right.
You guys too.
Good to catch up with you.
Jim, really good seeing you. Yeah.
Good to see you guys too, and you guys take care.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right, thanks.
That's Jim Lippall from Madison Hearing Aid Center. You hear us talking about them all the time here on John and Gordy. They do a great job. So
you know, I just love technology. You know
I know. I do. You're Mr. Techie over here.
Yeah, it gives me a chance to kind of move around and try something new and update. I always like updating my devices, you know.
Okay.
So, no, I do. You get benefit. In fact, I just updated my watch.
Just
as
now?
As we were sitting here.
It updated itself?
Yeah, it's got a new UI added into it.
A UI? What do you mean?
Well, it's,
what does that stand for?
God. Never
I don't
mind.
Know. You don't know either, do
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know.
What is Dom doesn't know what you're talking about. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I can't remember what it's an acronym for, but, you know. It updates your entire system and brings in new features.
Fantastic.
So now I have new health features that I know it will adjust my running and aerobic exercises.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
All right.
We've got we
wish they had a Tai
here.
Chi element to it, but they don't.
A Tai Chi. Okay. Should we go to the phones?
Yes. Why don't we go to the phones? All right.
Who do we have here?
We got CJ on the phone right now.
Oh, okay. Good morning, CJ.
Your excitement, gentlemen, overwhelms me when you announce me. But that technology sounds amazing because I've had tremendous hearing loss from sitting on heavy equipment most of my life. But
that's right. You were in construction, right?
And yeah. I didn't wear hearing protection because it wasn't really offered in years gone by. But the reason I called, gentlemen, day 35 of Tammy Baldwin and Upchuck Schumer's government shutdown.
It's not their fault. It's actually the MAGA fault. Yeah. It's Trump's fault and Mike Johnson's fault trying to hide the Epstein files.
Really, because I think they voted yes to keep the government open, and
but that's without,
has voted 13 times no.
We want the health care subsidies for the ACA because
the illegals. For the illegals.
So you're willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater because you want to get even with illegals, right?
Okay. Okay. 7:48. We will come back to wrap things up on John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy in the morning. And we have Dom at the controls, making sure that we stay on time, say all the right things, and we get user interface correct.
That's what UI stands for.
UI. Catherine, of course, gave us a little text saying, idiots.
Yeah.
And
also
then
Patrick.
Patrick
also
said, ubiquitous intrusion. Which I think it's more
good.
Like that, isn't it?
And Megan also corrected us.
Yes.
UI. Okay, so I'm glad we got all that straight. Got a couple of phone calls on the line. Guys, we don't have time.
We have a special guest in right now. Pizza Bach. Mike will get to you hopefully, tomorrow or something like that. Mark as well.
Same thing.
All right.
Liz Johnston joins us now from Serenity Pet Spa. Good to see you again.
Oh. Good to see you guys. Good morning.
Yeah. We're getting ready for the holidays here now.
They're coming so fast.
Yeah.
So fast.
Just
you're gonna like blink and
yeah.
Happy New Year.
I know.
Well, not ready. Not ready at all. I was like, wait a minute.
So travel can be stressful for everybody, for anybody, but let's talk about dogs and cats and how to de-stress them.
I mean, as far as I've gotten so far, it's a leash in the car. It's kind of a belt strap for the dog. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. So like, I mean, a lot of it, especially anyone who maybe if you have a new dog, you haven't traveled before, it's your first holiday with them.
Yeah.
Really kind of trying to take a second and be like, okay, how are they going to handle it? Am I going to put them in a boarding kennel? Am I going to take them with the family, or is family coming to my house? And now there's going to be 20 people at my house where this dog's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why are these people at my house? And
right.
Really stressful situation. So there are a couple different things you can do. I usually recommend, like, if you're traveling, make sure to like bring their favorite bed with them. Bring something that smells like home. Mm. Make sure to not just be like, oh, I'm just going to send them off to the kennel or to this new house that we're going to with no like creature comforts for them. Because dogs are nose is the first thing they ever get. When they were born, their eyes and ears are closed. So everything for them is number one smell. So anything you can do to create like and contain the smell that they're used to is really good.
Okay.
Like a favorite blanket
or maybe even a toy. Toys are always great.
Mm-hmm. A fur toy.
And then also not to mention like bones and things like that help relieve anxiety. Like dogs are natural chewers.
Yes.
So having that, there's a lot of like really good calming sprays that are used like essential oils and things.
Oh, really?
CBD treats are really good. For the extreme cases, there are vet prescribed ones, but I usually recommend those as a last resort.
Really?
There's a lot of aromatherapy things. Oh, absolutely.
They
work really great. Yeah. We do a couple like different packages that help with it. They're just like kind of mellow them out, or there's like sprays you can put them like on their ears.
Wow.
That's what you need for your
right? Oh yeah.
Really?
Because again, they're scent activated. So the scents can kind of trigger sort of a relaxation and like serotonin and things like that in their brain. So different things that you can do. There's lots of options out there for that.
They
for
have sure. like a tear gas canister that I could shoot at my dog.
There's a whole like a fogger. You just set it off. And...
yeah. Boom. Okay.
All right.
Maybe not that extreme. Just a little bit at a time. Right. A little bit. Start small.
What if you're traveling, you know, let's say you're going to be in the car for, you know, 5-6 hours traveling
for sure.
to grandma's house or mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you plan for, you know, the inevitable if there's going to be a mess or
I mean, there's
something.
All sorts of, you know, you definitely want to prepare. Like if your dog's never been on a long car ride, you don't want to just be like, hey, guess what? We're going to sit in this car for 6 hours. Your dog's going to be like, excuse me, what?
Yeah, right.
So make sure to like take some trips. I don't know. It's beautiful fall weather. Take a like little trip this weekend or something just for like a drive for like an
hour
and go see the
it.
Leaves and go for a hike or something. Just to start kind of desensitizing them. A lot of dogs can get car sick. So you want to make sure like that's not going to be an issue for them and make sure just kind of desensitize them a little bit. But after that's like, having some, you know, dog friendly like wipes. They're kind of like baby wipes, but specifically for dogs and, you know, to clean off their paws if it's raining on the way and you don't want to show up to mom's house with muddy paws or like maybe a dirty face or something like that. So just kind of having like a little travel kit ready, you know, little face wipes, little bones, little chewies, some good smells, and it'll kind of set you up for success instead of stress.
It's crazy, you know, when I see these dogs sticking their head out the window. I wish I had a
some
dog that, with that kind of courage. You know,
I have some that love
stuff.
It, and I have some that just hate it.
Yeah.
You know, I do usually recommend a crate for long-distance travel. That way you have somewhere safe.
I was going to say,
know they
a crate.
Can be. Dogs like, they're burrow animals. They like having, like, a den.
Yeah.
So being able to, like, have that for them. Otherwise, definitely a good like seatbelt or something, because last thing you want is, you know, an accident or something and a dog getting loose and getting injured.
I'm trying to convince Gordy to get a crate for his dog. Just he wants to get.
I've
kind
had
of a
dogs
mature...
my whole life. I've never crated any of them, and I've never
really
had any problem.
But it comes in handy when
you
go.
The right
reason
dog.
Why it comes in handy is because when your dog goes to the vet and needs surgery, the dog's going to be in a crate. When a dog goes to a groomer, they're going to be in a crate for some of it. So like making it so that they understand that it's not a big deal. Okay. It's not about using a crate at home. It's about when you need to travel, when the dog needs to go somewhere and being comfortable in a small confined area. Because like the worst thing I hate when a dog comes to my salon and they're stressed out about being in a crate and they'll literally hurt themselves. They'll tear at the crate and we'll have to like, you know, we have other options. We tether them to us and we just walk around with the dog's leash attached to us. But it just makes it a much more stressful situation when you have to take your dog somewhere else. It's not just about home. You don't have to crate them at home. It's just about practice.
All right.
About practice.
Well,
good.
Well, no,
I'm glad we got
don't
that
let
straight.
Off the hook. You should have
I gotta be a little easy on him. Right. A little bit.
Okay. Well, Liz, always good to have you
in
and catch up on things. And three locations for Serenity Pet Spa.
Yes.
And the best place to go is your website.
Yep.
Which is?
So it's serenitypetspamadison.com. You can see all three locations there. Our Middleton one is the new one, which is on Junction Road. So it's not really Middleton. It's West Side. But we're taking new clients at all three. And we are doing a Veterans Day special next week. So free specials and 20% off a retail for veterans.
All
very good.
Well, this has really been educational for a lot of people who can get their dog to travel with them.
Yep. I hope
this
they
holiday
have success.
Season.
Yes.
Go to serenitypetsmadison.com.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
Okay. Wait, there's a suggestion.
Liz, great to see you.
Gary has a suggestion. Yeah. Maybe John and Gordy could offer free aromatherapy sprays for difficult callers.
Oh, yes. Well,
you'd have to mail it to him and tell him, please spray here, like on the instructions.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. Tomorrow on the show, Mike McCabe will join us. We hope you have a great day.
All right.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.